Hundreds of thousands of homes were destroyed by Sandy, and many people are still looking for housing options in the short and long term. Earlier this month, President Obama appointed Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan as the point man for Sandy recovery, and he joins us now. Good morning, Secretary Donovan.
Satir, it's great to be with you.
You know, Sandy struck a month ago. Do you have a good sense at this point about how many people are displaced and how well we're doing in getting them housing options?
Well, one of the things that's critical, Satirius, we are still going through homes, making sure we understand whether families can stay in their homes, and we've set up for the first time in the federal government's history a rapid repair effort that is bringing the resources right away to help families stay in their homes. So the first thing we want to do is minimize the number of families that actually need to find another place to go. We've still got about more than 10,000 families in the region that are in their homes, and if we can get to them in the next week or so before the cold weather really sets in, that's going to make a big difference in ensuring we don't have more families that have to find housing. There are, though, many families that are out of their homes. We've been working very carefully with the city, with the state, to identify hotel rooms, identify apartments, identify places where they can go. Everyone knows New York is a tight housing market, and New Jersey is as well. And so we're working very hard to make sure we can find as many possible places for them to go as we can.
Well, we understand there are over 1,000 storm victims who are in hotels or YMCAs at this point where there's nowhere to cook. And many are you know, not wealthy families who can afford to eat out every night or every day even. So what other options are there for people who have nowhere else to go at this point?
Well, the first thing that we're doing is making sure that their costs can be covered. And this is the most important thing families can do, Satirius. If you haven't done it already, call 800-621-FEMA. We have almost 500,000 families in the region that are already registered. About $1 billion in aid has already gone to those families. But there is help available for food. We're working with the city and the state to get food trucks out into neighborhoods that were hard hit, a range of ways, getting volunteers, going door to door with meals for the elderly. So there's a range of options that we have, but unless you register, you won't be able to find out about those options, and you won't be able to get money to help you pay for those kinds of immediate needs.
Earlier this month, the New York Times reported that you were urging real estate executives to help out. Are they?
We have already seen over 1,000 apartments that have been pledged. And one of the things that we're doing, just as the president directed us, is to cut red tape to make sure that those units can be available to families as quickly as possible. One of the things that we did, for example, we've worked with the website Airbnb to say, well, if you're renting a room in somebody's home or even getting that room free, which was the first time Airbnb had ever done that, we're going to make sure that you don't have to have a lease. We'll take receipts from that service. That's something that we've done, which is a change in the old rules, but allows people to find places to go more quickly.
Governors Cuomo and Christie are asking for billions of dollars in Sandy relief. How much can you do before any of that money comes in?
Well, first of all, we have set up a immediate response effort through FEMA that can make money available. We don't need Congress to act. And that's when I mentioned earlier that we have almost $1 billion in aid that's already flowed to families in the region. That's where that comes from. The problem is that if a family's home has been totally destroyed, if a small business has been totally destroyed, it's going to be hard for them to rebuild with just the money that's available. A homeowner can get only up to about $32,000 for rebuilding their home. They may have insurance. That may work. But for some families that were not in the traditional floodplain, didn't need flood insurance, it's going to be hard. And so what we need to do is have Congress act as quickly as possible, literally in the next few weeks, to make additional funding available to allow families, small businesses, to make the fundamental decisions that they have to about how to rebuild, where to rebuild, and how quickly they could rebuild.
You know, Governor Cuomo has been quite frank about climate change and the need to rebuild with that in mind. How do you feel about that when it comes to rebuilding homes and neighborhoods, especially on the coasts that were hit so hard?
Well, as you know, Satirius, the president asked me to lead the federal team in the longer term recovery. We're still very focused, as I said earlier, on we got families in their homes, we got cold weather coming on. The immediate needs and response is the first priority. But we also have to be thinking about these longer term questions. And my job is going to be supporting local communities, supporting the states in making those decisions. And some of those will not be easy decisions. There are already town meetings going on in Staten Island and other places where communities are coming together to decide, should we just do buyouts and everybody within a neighborhood really decide to move somewhere else? Those are decisions that can't just be made by government. They have to engage communities. They have to be made in a shared way because these are not easy decisions. But the president has made clear, and we can talk about climate change. It's clearly a major issue here. We have to recognize that there are lots of ways that we have to prepare for the next storm. And there is no question that one of my jobs, one of the things the president has made clear to me, is we have to rebuild not exactly what was there before. We have to rebuild smarter and stronger to make sure that we minimize the enormous damage to people's lives and their families and their communities that we saw in this storm.
You know, we asked our listeners what they'd like to ask you about Sandy recovery, and Lainey wants to know, will there be incentives for deciding not to rebuild on beachfront properties? Incentives?
Well, again, Sotiris, that is a decision that isn't the federal government's alone. And I want to make sure we're talking to communities to make those decisions. We will certainly make those kinds of efforts available. I can talk about my experience, whether it's in the Gulf Coast after Katrina, in floods in Iowa, where we worked with communities to do buyouts and to do other efforts where we made sure in an area that was very, very prone to these kind of storms or disasters that we gave families options and that we did provide incentives to be able to help families either move, elevate their homes, or to do other things like that.
And
but that is, it's a local decision that the federal government is supporting.
Okay. And briefly, just to wrap up, do you have a timetable to present President Obama for Sandy recovery?
Our plan is that over the next few weeks, I'm going to be working with the states and the cities, local government, to create a plan. We're going to go to communities, talk to communities, get input. And my hope would be that over about 6 months, we can put together a full plan, a shared plan for what this recovery should look like. But we have to, literally in the next few weeks, get the funding that we need to make sure that we have a full recovery
right
in the region. So that's going to be job number one for me, and we're working on that right now.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great to be with you.